second glance at them, I ask you to guess what is the common denominator between these 25 people. I know that's a pretty hard question, so let me give you a little hint. It has to do with forensic science. That hint, some of you might be getting somewhat of an idea, but still, that's a hard question, isn't it? The answer is this. All 25 people were convicted felons who, after spending years in prison, were exonerated because of advances in forensic science. Found this list on a forensic science website. The website gives a short description of what happened with each person. I didn't read all the stories, but I'll tell you just the first one. Kirk Bloodsworth was the first American on death row to be exonerated by DNA evidence. He spent 9 years in prison before DNA evidence proved he was not a murderer. Such stories make you wonder, how many people have been wrongly convicted? How many people have been wrongly executed? And how many people have gotten away with murder? While other crimes, while their crimes are punished upon wrong people, justice does not always occur within our justice system, does it? And justice doesn't always occur in other settings as well. I think we would all agree that there is a need for justice in our world. And maybe you've experienced that reality. Maybe you have experienced lack of justice. Have you ever been a victim of a crime without the criminal being caught, without the criminal being convicted? Have you ever been unjustly treated at work? I once knew a salesman who had a great year, gained a big account, had a huge commission, but then his boss took his brand new big account away from him, which he worked so hard to earn. Maybe something like that has happened to you at work. We all know the sad history in our nation of people being treated unjustly because of the color of their skin, and it still occurs today as well. And there are many Christians who are treated unjustly in our world. Because of their faith in Jesus, they are persecuted. John and Shirley Wind are retired missionaries to Mexico. Know the pastor I prayed for earlier, Pastor Andrew, who served as a missionary in Turkey for decades, who's in prison falsely accused of crimes, not because he committed crimes, but because he's a preacher of the gospel. Justice doesn't always occur in our human settings. There's a need for justice. And the psalm we're going to look at this morning is about that need. I invite you to open your Bibles to Psalm chapter 7. Psalm 7. We're looking at this psalm today because we are in a series on the Psalms here at First Church. We tend to go through a book of the Bible passage by passage. Right now we're in the Psalms. I ask you to stand for the reading. We stand in honor of God, recognizing this is His holy word to us. Psalm 7. A Shigayon of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning the words of Cush, a Benjamite. O Lord my God, in you do I take refuge. Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me, lest like a lion they tear my soul apart, rending it in pieces with none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is wrong in my hands, if I have repaid my friend with evil or plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it, and let him trample my life to the ground and lay my glory in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up against the fury of my enemies. Awake for me. You have appointed a judgment. Let the assembly of the peoples be gathered about you. Over it return on high. The Lord judges the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me. Let the evil of the wicked come to an end. May you establish the righteous, you who test the minds and hearts. O righteous God, my shield is with God who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge and a God who feels indignation every day. If a man does not repent, God will whet his sword. He has bent and readied his bow. He has prepared for him his deadly weapons, making his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, The wicked man conceives evil and is pregnant with mischief and gives birth to lies. He makes a pit, digging it out, and falls into the hole that he has made. His mischief returns upon his own head, and on his own skull his violence descends. I will give thanks to the Lord, the thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High. Let's pray. Father God, help us to understand who you are, what you are doing, and what you will do from this psalm we have read. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. In this psalm, we find David experiencing a lack of justice. That's David's situation in the psalm, which is my first point today. David's situation. He's experiencing a lack of justice as he writes this psalm. Look at the title of the psalm with me. It tells us of the event that led to this psalm, namely, words were said by a man named Cush, who was a Benjamite. The words Cush said were slanderous words. Cush was accusing David of something David did not do. We learn that in verses 3 through 5 of the psalm. In those verses, David says, O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there's wrong in my hands, let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it. The pronoun this refers to whatever words were being said by Cush, the Benjaminite. If I have done this, what Cush said, that is David's meaning. And from what David says, it's obvious that's the words Cush were accusing David of. It was accusing him of some wrongdoing. They were slanderous words. We don't know what the accusation was, for we don't even know who Cush was. This Cush, the Benjaminite, is not mentioned anywhere else in the Bible. So we don't know what he said. But it's not surprising to find a Benjaminite slandering David, for we do know that there were people from the tribe of Benjamin who didn't like David. You might remember that the king David replaced, King Saul, he was a Benjaminite, whereas David was from the tribe of Judah. So when David replaced Saul, the tribe of Benjamin lost the throne. For that reason, there were Benjaminites who did not like David. And years after King Saul was killed, we see people from the tribe of Benjamin rebelling against David. I won't take us to the passages, but in 2 Samuel chapter 16, a man named Shimei was a Benjaminite, cursed David, threw stones at him. In 2 Samuel chapter 20, we find a man named Sheba, a Benjaminite, rebelling against David. So we don't know who Cush was or what he said, but it's not a surprise to read of a Benjaminite doing so. Whatever Cush said, it was serious